D&D Dungeons Academy, No Humans Allowed, written by Madeline Rueg and illustrated by Tim Robert. Chapter 5. With a cry and a thump, Zelly landed on a stone, and something warm, squishy, and very much alive.
Hugo!
The owlbear groaned, flat on his stomach from unexpected impact of a falling girl. She rolled off him quickly, dusting off her cloak, making certain she hadn't broken anything important on the way down. She had ripped her sleeve a bit, the only casualty in what could have been a terrible landing. "We simply must stop meeting like this," Hugo muttered, climbing to his feet and unrumpling his fur and feathers. They stood in a small clearing, a hollow where the tall and garnered trees grew in a crescent. A gludging and bubbling blood fountain warding off trespassers, a gargoyle spewing the red forth from its mouth, wings wide and arms raised to the sky. Zelly then noticed that Hugo and her both were not alone. Snabla and Bobble were there too, the mimic and big leather satchel of Hugo's that had leaned against the fountain base. The eye-like designs of Bobble's cover blinked up at Zelly, and Snabla hissed and brandished his shield, then realized it was her and tucked the thing back on his shoulder. A makeshift rope of bedsheets lay curled beside Hugo's pack.
"What are you doing here?"
she whispered, retreating to the wall and tugging twice on the rope with deliberate jerks, undoing the slipknot high, high above her room.
"Our classmates need us,"
Hugo pointed out calmly, though from the alert position of his ear feathers, Zelly could tell he was nervous. That wasn't surprising. None of them were allowed out of the school after dark without special permission from the dean's office.
"We made our plans during detention. I tried to invite you."
"We will find them,"
Snabla added, apparently fearless as he struck a heroic pose.
"And I will prove myself worthy in my father's eyes."
"You'll get yourselves killed, is what you'll do."
"We won't let you go alone,"
Bobble added, finding their way out of the satchel and sliding toward her. Zelly deflated, curling up the rope with slumped shoulders. She couldn't believe they were still willing to go with her to help her.
"Even after everything I said to you?" "We know you didn't mean it," said Bobble. "You were just trying to scare us off. But we're not scared, right?"
They looked to Hugo and Snabla for reinforcement.
"Right!"
Snabla agreed, still striking his ridiculous pose. Bobble went still and then transformed into an ornament lantern, which Snabla grinned at. Then reached down and took by the handle, raising Bobble to light them all. Two round hooks on either side of the front pane blinked at Zelly.
"You help other kids, so now we help you."
"I really can't persuade you to stay here,"
Zelly asked, tucking the rope into the traveler's bag and pushing by them into the thick slog of trees surrounding the school grounds.
"I am afraid we are all rather determined,"
Hugo replied, both of them watching as Snabla raced on ahead, Bobble crying out for the kobold to slow down as the lantern light bounced along the forest floor, poor Bobble's hinges creaking and squeaking as they went.
"Strange,"
Zelly said quietly, following the trail of light through the trees, touching each round bark trunk as they walked farther and farther away from the mountain. The academy was concealed within a nondescript peak, one not challenging or forbearing enough to tempt curious adventurers.
It looked like any other mountain in that region. Though, once one reached the forest surrounding it, the trees were nearly impenetrable, a confusing maze of identical cramped oaks. A few wards like the fountain were dotted around the campus grounds, warnings against the odd lost traveler.
It looks so ordinary from here,
Zelly remarked, glancing back at the school just as the canopy of leaves above nearly blotted out the view of it entirely. And safe, Hugo sighed. Maybe for you.
You're going to be in a lot of trouble when you go back to the academy, you know,
Zelly told him, sidestepping tumbled branches and logs as they veered north. But not you? Hugo asked softly. She gazed up at him, narrowing her eyes. Because you won't be going back, he stated. Because you are not one of us. Because you're a human. Zelly stopped, nearly tripping over a particularly crafty branch.
No, but... you... how did you know?
Hugo chuckled, the feathers around his neck puffing up in amusement. She hurried to catch up with him. For one, I saw one of your horns go funny when you stormed out of horrible humans this afternoon. For another, you do not have hooves or fur, and it's quite obvious, really. But most people don't really look at anything. They don't see what past the tip of their beak. Maybe she had underestimated Hugo. Zelly hitched her pack higher and blew out a long, tortured breath.
Then, you know who I'm looking for. Why I'm really going.
The resemblance is uncanny, Hugo admitted. It was a relief that she didn't have to say it aloud. But that does not mean you belong with humans and not us. You weren't raised like other humans. You don't behave like they do or think like they do. You have a place at the academy too. With us.
Zelly shook her head, noticing that the lantern lights ahead was growing closer and brighter. Snabla and Bobble must have finally stopped.
I don't know, Hugo, she murmured. I don't know, please, just don't tell the others, not yet. I don't want them to know.
Hugo shrugged his immense, furry shoulders. If you wish, it's not my secret to tell.
Doom! Disaster!
Snabla gasped and puffed as he came careening back through the trees, shoving Bobble into Hugo's hands as he bent double and clutched his knobby little knees, desperate for air.
So soon? Hugo asked, kneeling to examine the kobold. What doom? What disaster?
Snabla starves! A rumbling and grumbling most foul!
Snabla wailed, no longer clutching his knees but his stomach.
Food! You fools! I require food!
What did you pack?
Zelly asked, astounded that the kobold couldn't last 10 minutes outside the academy walls without incident.
I have a bit of dried fruit and some hardtack.
No, no! It will not do! It will not do!
Hugo unearthed a canteen from his satchel and peered down into it. When he shook it, it didn't make a sound.
It appears we have set out upon this adventure somewhat unprepared.
Somewhat?
Zelie tossed up her hands. She certainly did not have enough food to feed all of them.
Not a crumb of food among you? What were you doing the whole time in detention?
Not to worry, my famished friends, replied Hugo with a quavering smile. He swapped the canteen for a map, unfurling it with a flourish before pointing to the small blue blob north of the forest. There is a lake not far from the tree line, and the lake means moisture, and moisture means mushrooms. He closed his eyes and shivered with excitement, then hurried onward, Bobo lighting the path.
Delicious, delicious mushrooms.
Meat, you feathered fool.
Meat, you feathered fool. Meat, hunch and marrow, gristle and grease.
Snabla shrieked and slobbered, leaping to his feet and giving chase. Hugo ignored him, barreling through the trees. Then he paused just briefly and glanced over his shoulder at Zelie. The glint in his eye and the tilt of his head, a silent question. Coming? He seemed to ask. Zelie told herself she could keep them safe. She told herself there would be a time when she could slip away and find Aldora Steelstrike on her own. But until then, until her moment came, maybe it was not so bad to travel with company.
Coming!
Hugo called back in earnest this time.
Coming!
Zell replied, joining Kobold and Owlbear and Mimic in the humbling crush of the dark, tall trees. That concludes Chapter 5 of D&D, Dungeon Academy, No Humans Allowed, written by Madeline Rube and illustrated by Tim Probert. Harper Publishing.